Steve, ultimately a very frustrating and disappointing day today.
Yeah, I think there's reasons, you know, over the course of the season. I think we deserve to be in the playoffs. I think we've shown enough, but nothing will change your football, you know, if you don't take your chances and you get punished by some atrocious decisions. And that's been the story of our day today. We've dominated. I've never seen a team in League Two dominate Portsmouth like that. The manager's just said it to me. He's an honest man. He's also said to me why they're no down to 10 men. It's the most bizarre decision he's seen in his career as a manager. And both him and me are passionate. We see a lot of decisions in different ways. I think we've seen that one the same. And but, you know, we take the pain and we congratulate a wonderful football club in Portsmouth. And on behalf of all of us, I've shook hands with every one of the players and staff. They deserve to be in there challenging for the Premier League, if not in it. So we wish them congratulations and we're hot tonight. And there's two good teams out there today. And one atrocious match referee.
The moment where Danny Rose goes down, bundled to the ground, he would have been one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Clear red for me, the referee gives a yellow. That's the moment you're talking about. I don't think I've ever seen you quite that angry.
Well, I've been angry a few times.
I know you have, but that was the angriest, I think.
Well, I think everyone in the stadium knows it's a red. And for them to contrive, they spoke for a long time on the mics before he made his decision. The Portsmouth lad throws his head in his hands and starts walking to the tunnel, which is at this side of the ground, and he gives a yellow. That's a 0-0. Now, that's a different game then. That's what you would say. And secondly, if you don't take Danny Rose down, I'd bet Danny Rose to go and put that in the net and put us one up. That's the fine margins, Charlie. It's the fine margins I spoke about at Yeovil away, at Cheltenham away, that don't let these lack of ruthlessness in the box and taking a chance come back and haunt us. And that concerns me as much as today. But the thing that concerns me today is I go home scratching my head about the referee, really. And people say, oh, there's Steve Evans talking about referees. Well, they're not good enough for Football League. They're hopeless, some of them. And we understand that it's difficult, and we understand that not many people want to do it, and we understand that that David Alisson and Mike Riley, and they're great people with a high integrity working so hard, but they're having to put some terrible match officials in charge of games that matter.
Do you not fear retroactive action from the Football League and the FA when you say these things about their referees?
I'll say what, that the standard is poor, that the standard's not good enough. I think privately they tell you that anyway. And they may say they don't, but they do. And I can name it. I can name who did it. And I think they know they have an issue at the bottom end of the Football League in terms of the quality of referee. And you always look at referees in advance and you see a name and you think, this will be all right. There's a lot of good ones, Charlie. When I say they're not good, there's a lot of good ones, but there's a lot of bad ones.
There were also a number of missed chances today. Matt Green going through one-on-one. Do you think this would be a very, very different conversation that we'd be having now had you, not just today, but had consistent goal scorers in at the club since you took over?
Well, goal scorers get recruited normally in the summer, and they cost you money, and we'll try and do that in the summer. And if we had a goal scorer, there's no doubt we'd be certainly as a minimum in the playoffs, if not further up the table. I think people would accept that. But Reece Bennett misses a golden chance on 3.5 minutes, which looks impossible to miss. Alex McDonald misses a chance that we all go, but as I said, the players in training, don't worry about OAS, it's never scored a goal ever. and Matt Green, I've maintained that you can score a goal in the conference, but it is a different screenie when you step up, as his goal record shows.
Is that the playoffs over then? Do you think they're out of reach?
Well, we have to accept it, that Blackpool look strong favourites. They'll beat Leighton Orient at home. I would think next week they've got a much superior goal difference. They've lost today. Their local rivals tried to do us a bit of a favour, but we didn't look after ourselves. And in this game, you have to look after yourself.
You think they're out of reach then, is that? Yeah,
I think we're going to go and try and win the game, and we're going to hope that it's squeaky bum time, things happen that make it difficult, but you'd possibly think it's gone for us now.
Are you starting now, inevitably, to look ahead and starting to plan for next season about which players will be here and which will not?
That's been happening for 3 months, Charlie.
If I'd have asked you that 2 months ago, would you have told me that it's been happening for a month already? Yeah. Or would you have said, no, we'll do that when the season's over?
No manager does it when the season's over. Paul Cook will be talking to players now that he wants, and have been for 2 or 3 weeks, wanting into Portsmouth Football Club. And there might be a difference of one or two, depending on levels. But, you know, Chairman came in yesterday for an update with me, and I said, Chairman, we're getting on with this. And he was delighted, because it's, you can't suddenly wake up in the second week of May and think about recruitment. The bottom line is, this football club stays in League Two because the recruitment last summer, has to be said, was pretty horrendous on behalf of the Radford family. But it's my job to get it right.
And so with that said then, if we say we've got 20 people in a squad, how many do you think will be still here, part of the Mansfield Town setup in August?
Well, we have the opportunity to keep everyone, because there's not a player that comes out of contract that don't have an option to keep them. So I'll sit down with the staff this week and the chairman, and the chairman will have an input. Of course he will. We value his opinion. But I'll make the final decisions on who stays and who goes. What we will try and do is make sure that we improve the squad and every player that we sign. And every player we sign won't be guaranteed to be good here and play well, and it never happens like that. But I could turn up 2 days a week and improve what was done from last summer, and I'm going to turn up 7 days a week and improve it. So the Mansfield fans want a manager who'll fight for them, who'll fight the cause. And you know, the first meeting I have to have, Charlie, is I have to sit down with the chairman and the chief executive and make sure that their ambition levels are where mine is. They spoke very well, and they've never ever flinched with anything I've asked them, so let me make that clear. But I need to sit down with them just to understand where the ambition levels is. If they're at my level, we go forward together. If they don't, it's a separate conversation.
In what sense, sir?
Well, in the sense of I need to make sure I'm getting supported to build a promotion squad. I'm not here to be a League 2. I'm not a League 2 manager. I'm not here to be in League 2, but you have to earn the right to get out of League 2. Paul Cook's earned the right this season. So is Darren. So is Derek. And it comes down to recruitment.
But just to check, you expect the Radfords to support that
1,000,000%.
You expect to be here in August?
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. But when you sit down, the chairman and me, the one thing we've got, and Carl and the three of us, total integrity, total honesty. He was in yesterday, there's any more we can do. He was in last week, any more we can do. They are fantastic to work for. And when I say I sit down, there's just that little caveat. When I sit down, I expect him to say, there's your plot, that's the plan. Go and implement it, Stevie. And when he says that, we're going to implement it, and then the fans will be watching promotion football.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.